This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you. Hello, another hour here, the Hour of Power. A lot of people steal that phrase, and it becomes pedantic, so I won't use it. But it is, I think we have powerful radio, if I do say so myself. One of the best consultants who's a friend of your father's, J.J. Kirshner, is here. Mike McVeigh is our consultant, and I've talked to Valerie Geller, who is a radio consultant. And her thing, her mantra is that you need to use powerful words and powerful phrases and expressions when you're doing programs like this. So not everything can be powerful. And sometimes the power comes from the way you use the word. Sometimes the power is the word. Sometimes it's the way it's used. And sometimes there's no word at all. It's just the power is in what you hear. So hopefully what we are doing here is powerful radio. She's written a couple of books on powerful radio, and you can probably find them if you were of that ilk. At any rate, we're here to focus on the issues of the day, the items that people are talking about. One of the things, as we talk about the weather and wintertime and whether or not you got your vaccine, you get a flu shot, I was talking to a friend of mine who gets sick pretty much every year with flu-like symptoms. He calls it being phantom sick. He gets run down. He's deprived of sleep. And it happens when there's a lot of activity going on in his life, when he's working hard physically as well as mentally, and then he doesn't get enough recovery time. Also, he says that when he flies a lot, and he does for his business, it messes up his sleep times. I've been very fortunate, knock on wood. It doesn't really bother me when I'm going back and forth. But some people, yeah, their bodies really some people take the abuse in a good way, and some people don't. Their bodies send you a strong signal like, slow down, buddy. Take it easy.
Well, yeah, and kind of like, if you don't give me a break, I will force you to give me a break.
Yeah, right. But I know one of the things happens when I get a good night's sleep, or two or three, if I feel like I'm run down a little bit, fortunately, I don't get sick. I have been very fortunate in my life to have a good health. Even though I didn't really necessarily come from good health, I have been able, through my own, I guess, way of living, to not get sick. And I don't usually find myself getting worn out, but that's because I listen to my body, and that would be what I would pass along. You know what you know about your body. You need to know. I have talked to Jack Stockwell on this program and on the Good Day Health program, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus as well, the two focal points of information, and we all say the same thing. They're not there. They're there to help you, to advise you, but they're not in charge of your body. You are. And so you need to schedule recovery time, take a trip. Maybe you read a book at night, or maybe you just take, like last night I was done at 8 o'clock, and I watched a couple of episodes of Chicago stuff. That was it. And then gonzo. Don't let your body rule you. You rule your body. At least that's the takeaway here from all of this. And so as we talk, no doubt people's minds are going to the vaccine. Did you have it? Did you not have it? Did you get it? And did you have the vaccine anyway? I know somebody got really sick this past week, and they'd had the vaccine. I did get my first three shots. I wouldn't get them again. I have no interest in getting a flu shot or anything else. I just don't think, A, I need it, and B, I'm not sure what's in it, frankly. I'm not trying to spread
even with
anything
the flu used. Shot?
No, the flu shot I'm okay with. I don't need it. I never had the flu, so I don't think I need the flu shot. I did it last year because it sort of went in with having the three other shots, and I did that because of my family, as much as anything else, to the kids and stuff. So I did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. Do I think it's the right thing to do now? No, I actually don't. I don't think you need it. I think you got to take care of yourself. This was what I was talking about. Yeah. here. You need vitamins, you need sleep, you need exercise, you need to keep your mind fresh and alert, and that will, you'll pretty much win the day if you do all that. It's easier said than done, for sure. No question about it. And there's a lot of stuff around in the air. There's just lots of garbage.
Of course. And one of the things that irks me amongst all of this, because, of course, yes, the whole fact that people were being told what they should or should not put in their body with the COVID vaccine, but calling anybody who doesn't want the COVID vaccine or didn't want the COVID vaccine an anti-vaxxer, because anti-vaxxers are against all vaccines. And the majority of people still have that. Like, they still had other vaccines. They still vaccinated their kids with other things. Children. It was just not the COVID one. Doug, like you, I had three of the shots, the first two rounds and then one booster. And I regret it 110%. The last time I had COVID, I was incredibly sick, and I think I'm still dealing with long COVID. But the first time I had it was barely anything. I had worse symptoms with the vaccine. And the last time, the booster I had, how sick I was, that was almost how I knew immediately that I had COVID, because they mimicked the exact same symptoms. Like, what is the point of that? And then we didn't. Well, and then anytime I have a heart, or not heart, but like a chest pain, I think that I'm having a heart situation because of the vaccine. It's a mind trick, too.
Yeah, the power of government is not to be dismissed. And because this week the FDA has recommended a couple of different kinds of vaccines, if you're older, if you're my age, the FDA says you need to get these vaccines. Well, okay, you can tell people, you can scare them. Maybe you ought to try educating people as to what's really... People want to know what's in the vaccine.
Yes.
So tell them what's in the vaccine. Why is there a big secret? It's like there's collusion between big government and big pharma. Hello? Of course there's collusion. There's a lot of money to be made. Look at all the advertising, never mind for the shots that's on the air, but drugs in general. Drugs. We're run by the drug economy.
And look at the segregation of it. There were the people who were vaccinated against the people who were not vaccinated. People who were vaccinated could go into certain buildings. People who were not vaccinated or couldn't show proof of vaccination were not permitted on premises. Yeah.
Ridiculous. All right. So anyway, thinking about this, somebody just called and wanted to talk to me about the people on my farm who were vaccinated last year. I think here's this gentleman's point of view.
Hey, Doug. This is Joe. Out of curiosity, knowing what we know now about the COVID vaccine, do you have any regrets about making your people that work for you on your farm go get the vaccine? Just a thought. Thank you.
Okay. So, number one, sir, I did not make them get the vaccine. We talked about it. It was decided by the three of them that they would get the vaccine. So they took them to a clinic and they got their vaccine. They got their shots. We have discussed it since then, and they have decided, as I have, that they don't think they need any more, nor do they want any more shots. That was their decision, not mine. I did not mandate anything. I wouldn't do that. That's not my way. I wouldn't tell Jay, if you want to work here, you better get a shot or you're fired. But there were a lot of people who did tell their employees, as Jay just said, there were a lot of people who did tell their employees, either you get the shots or you're out of here. And so that kind of,
Even the medical professional, people were losing their jobs left and right, who we needed those medical professional because the hospitals were being overrun with patients.
And what they know that we didn't.
And they went ahead and kicked them out the door.
Yeah. So anyway, so thank you. 855-999-DOUG is always the way you can be in touch with us. That's 855-999-3684. With thoughts, questions, whatever, that was a legitimate question, a good question for this discussion. No question about it. And it'll probably make it into the Good Day download for today. Jade makes those decisions as to what you hear in our daily podcast. But you can hear the whole program, you know, through the course of the day at gooddayshow.com, all of the hours. And then the next day we have the podcast. We were talking a couple of different items here that are worth going back to listening to. Depending on your own interests, I guess, much as anything else, try to vary the conversation, as you know. The fight against AM radio. Now, I saw something yesterday in the trades about some of the car manufacturers want to take FM radios out of the cars, too. I was so irate. I think maybe this started the is this how I started? I can't remember how I started the conversation. I was in one of these crap can Toyotas over the weekend. That's all I could find to rent, so that's what I got. And there was no AM radio in it. Couldn't find the, you couldn't really even find a dial. It says audio on the screen, and so you mess around and you can find Sirius and you can find, hey, this is America. We should have free choice. How the hell? This is like Zuckerberg and that bunch on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, social media, trying to tell you what to think by excluding things on their platforms that they don't agree with. Well, now the car manufacturers are telling us what we can have and what we can't have. So you have freedom of choice. Don't buy a car that doesn't have an AM radio or an FM radio or any kind of radio. Don't buy it. That's the way you get to the people who are, and maybe younger people that come along because they listen to podcasts and they listen so much to special stuff on their device and just plug those in to the audio system in the car. Maybe they don't care. Maybe that's what it is. I just find it ridiculous. It's more than ridiculous. It's obscene the way these people are trying to control what you think and how you do, whatever, whether it's shots, whether it's the radio, whatever it is. Also, on our most recent downloaded conversation about Jane Fonda and what's going on in her career at this point, she's 85 years old. Another celebrity, Courtney Cox, she had got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so the Friends ladies showed up. It was kind of fun. Why Dilbert was canceled. What's going on with that? Politically woken up. Jack Stockwell is in the latest download sharing his experience with COVID, the vaccine that killed his brother-in-law. There's something for you really to think about. We also have on a recent Good Day download talked about, you always have to help me with this, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
Ghislaine?
Yeah,
anyway. She wants to get out of jail free. I don't know about that. Austin Butler, fellow played Elvis, has got some health problems and that we talk about. Also, Warren Eckstein shows up to talk about wiping your pet's paws after they've been outside. So, all the info, gooddayshow.com all day long. The download is at gooddayshow.com. You can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, it's at Good Day On Air. This is the Good Day program, surprisingly, right?
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's 23 after the hour. Every hour in this portion of the program, social media becomes our focus, and many times we pay attention to our own social media at Good Day Radio Show, and Good Day On Air. Some of the things that you have responded to, a question that Jay posed that was, well, input is what we're looking for because it makes for good discussion. We find out what you're thinking. So the question was, what can be done to restore faith in our government? It's not just one or two bad eggs any longer. We can't trust any of them to tell the truth. So that's a good question.
That was a question posed to us, yeah, and wanted to get everybody else.
Oh, I thought you put that up there. No, that's.
But I did. But the question itself—that's why it's in quotations.
Okay.
A question that was recently posed to us, and we want your input. And then that's the question, and it is a valid question worth a group conversation.
Yep, Gretchen Stuller said, "What's sad is Americans have the power to change Washington and can seize that power at the ballot box. We can impose our own term limits on Washington, etc." Yes, but it's becoming harder and harder because of the roadblocks Republicans and Democrats put in the way so they can maintain control. Here's Brian, who said, "Sadly, there's no easy fix. We've let it go so far. It's become a failed government. Must be rebuilt from the foundation up." So, he says the foundation is solid, and it is. But all of this talk, so what are we willing to do? Going to Washington on January 6th and crashing through windows doesn't fix the problem. Doesn't do it. All they did was make the problem worse, mm-hmm. in fact.
And people who went there and did that had the intentions to go there and do that. They weren't there to be
some,
to protest.
Not all of them. But
then other people who did end up going inside, they didn't break in. They were allowed to go in, and they thought that they were mm-hmm. just there on a tour or a self-guided
right.
tour eventually
yeah.
because they, I'm sure there were a lot of people who did not feel like they were doing anything wrong where other people were like, no, mm-hmm. we know fully yeah. what we are
we're
doing.
We're in here to cause trouble.
Yes, yeah, 100%. Right.
Gene Roby writes, "It's never been in my lifetime when ignorance, race, choose your own gender, you can be dumb as a rock." There's something about that. I think she's right. Anyway, there will be nothing left if we keep going down this road. It isn't just the lefties. The righties don't like the lefties. The lefties don't like the righties. And that's the problem. Listening to people, agreeing or disagreeing, but having a conversation that isn't based on threats or anger. Mm-hmm. You will never fix anything as long as you think everybody else is wrong but you. Never, never, never. You're not going to force people into acting a way in which they are not comfortable acting, frankly.
Of course. Some people can be bought, as we've seen. But it's one of those things that no matter what party a politician is with, most of them have the same outcome in mind, which is better for
their own domination,
as well as the next generations.
Yeah, right. Here's Carrie.
To get that.
Peters, who writes, there's no transparency, acting as if they are celebrities too good to answer questions. There's some of that for sure.
That's
forgetting they work
for
the people. Yeah.
Like,
get rid of conflict.
Celebrities now.
Conflict of interest. Yeah, they are. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene and all the hoopla around her. She's a, you know, she's a banana, for God's sake. She's crazy. And doesn't, I mean, she's elected by the people. But what was the means in which that all took place? The people don't vote in the primary. See, you all can talk about this. And you can talk about why it is the way it is. But look in the mirror. All of you, any of the number of dozens of people who commented on this question that we posted at the Good Day Show web at the Facebook page, have you voted consistently in primaries? If you don't vote in primaries, you are the problem, because the primaries are where the real selections take place. So all of you can, you know, talk about that Trump is the best and Biden's the worst and all of that stuff. That doesn't do a damn thing for anybody. It really doesn't. The fact that Trump is the choice and Biden's the choice is because you don't make the choices that you really want to make. All right, so think about that as we continue on here at 28 After the Hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
The state versus Richard Alexander Murdoch, defendant. Indictment for murder. Guilty. Verdict.
Alex Murdaugh was convicted of gunning down his wife and son after 12 jurors returned a guilty verdict in less than 3 hours of deliberations. The jury found the 54-year-old guilty on two counts each of murder and possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. Sentencing is scheduled for this morning. Consumers pulled back on purchases of apparel and electronics in recent months while continuing to spend on groceries and other necessities. Macy's and Best Buy said they expect sales to decline even further this year after falling in 2022. Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race starts today in Alaska. It's a popular annual long-distance sled dog race that travels from Anchorage to Nome within 15 days. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. It's your daily Think Fest, if I do say so myself. Time with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Something in my eye. I guess it's my eyeball.
Is it your finger?
Well, it was my finger for a moment there. Yes, thank you. Amazing. That's what we're in a time that is just amazing. I was just reflecting on some of the things we were talking about in the last half hour, which you can catch by going to gooddayshow.com, talking about various freedoms that we have. We don't have political freedom and freedom of choice. We didn't have during COVID. But think about some of the other things, excuse me, that have been constructed here in this country based on the basic rule of law and the free market, which still works, even though the government sticks, it's talking about something in your eye, I feel like I'm getting poked all the time, running a business, trying to be successful. We, those of us who live here, still have countless options. For example, what are you going to eat tonight? You make your decision, right? How do you entertain yourselves? Going to a concert, watching TV, going to a movie, going to a ball game. You have choices on who you want to date, who you want to marry, that kind of things. What do you do with your day? What kind of work do you have? This is great. I don't think this is a problem.
No.
You can, you know, if you want to do a couple of different things at a time, like I have, I'm always going in 3-4 different directions. And that's what I like. So I'm enjoying what I do, and therefore it's great. You know, I go back to, and you do too, think about when you were young, when you tried new things, right? The older you get, the less likely you are to try new things, find out what it is that you can do or what do you make, what choices do you make. That's kind of, I think it's important to continue that, excuse me, through the path of your life. That's what resonates with me, making choices. I made choices about religion, choices about the friends that I have. You do the same thing, right? Nobody's telling you who your friend has to be. And if you have somebody telling you that, you better lose them as a friend or even as a partner. If your wife or your husband says, oh, you can't be friends with that person because she's a Republican, time for a change. That would be the way I'd look at it. Maybe you're okay with it. I'm not. And I don't mean just there. I'm talking about I don't like that person because fill in the blank. He's old. He's young. He's rich. He's poor. He's black. He's white. I mean, that's nonsense. What good does that do you? I know I'm off on a toot here,
well,
but
it's also very small-minded, and everybody, because some people just genuinely don't mesh well with other people. They don't like those people, and they have their own reasons, but
Yeah. Don't
convince other people not to like them based on your reasons. Let them figure out how they feel about this person themselves based on their own experience.
Right, and that goes for what you listen to, what you read. It's the, you know, you have choices. You know, I'm all worked up, and maybe this is my latest thing, excuse me, the AI thing and what it's doing. What will it do to student life? What will it do to medical? There's a stream of thread through Chicago Med. They have this new hospital. If you watch the show, they have what an operating room is called 2.0. And in it is this artificially intelligent operating machine that looks at all of the things going on in the body as you're doing the operation and comes up with various ways to fix the problems that whatever the operation is all about is trying to fix. And it's a look into how our choices in that department are shrinking because of what somebody thinks is a good idea. I don't know that I think artificial intelligence is a good idea. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's a good idea, but what am I going to be able to do about it? What are you going to be able to do about it? Because there is, on the other side, there are fewer choices. Now, if you're using social media, what choices do you have? I was talking about choices. You got Facebook, you got Instagram, you got Twitter, and that's about it. Right? Google. Maybe, but
I mean, there's TikTok, there's Snapchat. There are a lot of others, but the main ones, it's those three. And two of them are owned by the same parent company.
Right, exactly. And so these people, these are the ones, these tech giants are the ones who are lauding artificial intelligence. And then they're selling this to the big companies like the car manufacturers. Artificial intelligence already, whether you know it or not, is powering voice assistants, for example. What do you think Siri and Alexa are all about? Right? That's artificial intelligence. Yeah, as Ask Siri. For my grandson, 8 years old, said to Siri the other day when we were going to eat dinner, please turn the music down. Huh? There was music playing. Miles says, Siri, please turn the music down. Guess what? The volume of the music went down. Just by saying it, walking by some speaker or some device. Right? So is that okay? It doesn't hurt anything, I guess, in that circumstance. But how far does it go? What are the limitations that are there, or should we put limitations? Already, according to Google, they've spent $100 billion to work on artificial intelligence. That tells you how much money they have, how much money they control, how much money they are working with. If they've got that kind of dough to spend on artificial intelligence. So you think you're going to be able to ignore it? And so when I think about it, I think about some of the things, instead of writing your thoughts down in social media exchanges, there are now some ways that you can speak to Siri or whatever, whoever on the phone, and that's what survives, not what's printed, but what you say. Is that okay? I'm thinking about science. Is this science fiction or is it science reality? It was science fiction, but now it's reality. And so do we risk being dominated by machines that we don't control? Are we going to have artificial intelligence teach our children, for example? I don't see how you can do it in gym class, but you could probably do it in many other
ways. Oh, easily. It's just like with people who work out. There's this one thing, the mirror, and it's a virtual workout thing. Or look at Peloton or any of that.
Yeah. Huh?
Where you're not in the actual class, you have a person teaching from the other end.
So is it artificial intelligence or is it who controls the technology? You got guys like Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and these two little worms at Google. You want them to control what the artificial intelligence does? Because that's where it's going. Those guys have the money, and those guys are interested in having more control over what goes on because it's good for their bank account. That's kind of where this all is at the moment. So I don't know that there's a choice to be made, and because it's convenient or they're smart enough to make it easy to use, thus Miles walks by the speaker and says, Siri, please turn the volume down. That's pretty simple, right? I mean, that's kind of...
I sure hope he is telling her thank you as well, because we still have to show manners when the AIs start running the world.
I'm not sure that he looks at it as anything other than a machine. But what are the... No, he didn't say thank you, now that you mention it. He says thank you when his mother gives him his meal, I didn't hear any thank you to Siri.
Yeah, start telling these AIs thank you and please, because when they take over the world, they're going to be like, you know what, you are cool.
Uh-huh. Right. The Senate has voted to repeal a rule that lets retirement funds consider climate change when they invest. Biden's going to veto the bill. This was a Republican-led thing to consider the rule is that retirement funds have to consider climate change when they invest. See, that's where I'm going to the opposite extreme here now, because that's not about choice. Why should Joe Biden or people in the Senate or people anywhere tell you how you can invest? You ought to invest your retirement funds in what you want to invest in. Not if somebody tells you, well, you can't do this because it doesn't consider climate change. And no, 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 no. I sound like I'm talking to a dog, right?
No.
No. Supreme Court, this week, looking at the Biden student loan forgiveness plan. Now, if depending on which way they go, I was looking, trying to figure out what Amy Coney, what's her name? Coney, right? Amy Coney Barrett. I think she may have been on the other side with this as they scrutinize these, loan company or companies. She's not doing what people expect her to do, which is, I happen to think that it's good for them not to go down, not to be predictable, even though most of the stuff they do is predictable. So that is yet to be decided, but they're working on it this week. So the other thing, we were talking about this off the air, banning the use of Latinx. Did we decide that's what it was called, Latinx?
Latinx, mm-hmm.
Right. So the Republicans want to ban it, and apparently some Latinos want to ban it as well. Is it offensive? Is that the problem? I don't even know, because I don't pay attention to this kind of stuff. I think it's a fool's game to talk like binary him, them, he, it, whatever.
And
the hell.
It's one of those things. It should not be affecting anybody else. What's the problem?
What is the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's the problem is we don't know what the problem is. Right?
Why is it such a problem for people? Why is it so offensive? It's not your life that you're living.
This movement started in Connecticut, where the Democrats in the state legislature introduced legislation to ban the word from government documents. And so not only the Democrats, but a lot of Republicans are on that side. Did this start with Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Right after she was, remember, didn't that this become a thing in Arkansas, barring Latinx from state documents? I think she was the first one to do this. And now it's become, you know, it's kind of like it's one of these things that if you're a right winger, this is the side of the argument that you're on. The more wokeism, according to the Republicans, the Democrats and their wokeism. But is it? I don't know. There's so many ways.
Which their woke is different splitting. From what woke originally was supposed to be.
it's essentially
been hijacked by people who.
Right. Let's have a new television program. We'll call it WokeX. And we'll do woke stuff. Right?
Well, no, it's just one of those things that it's like cancel culture, where cancel culture started essentially because of people being sexually abused or harassed by higher ups. And then it just went into other things. And woke is supposed to bring awareness to something that now it's completely left the building.
Yep. Well, we have to leave the building now because 48 after the hour. Hold on, Jay.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour now, it's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. Help yourself to his expertise. All you have to do is dial up his office, 352-735-1400, to connect with Ken and his staff. So the very thorough investigation that happens to me, he's an investigator. He's a doctor, but he's investigating what's going on in your body. You want to find out what's going on? He's the guy to talk to. You don't want to know what's going on? Don't waste your time. Don't call him. All right, that's what I would say. Help yourself to more information. That's my priority. I want to know what's going on in my body. If you want a second opinion about something or a thorough exam, call Ken, 352-735-1400. All right, in the question department, my first question comes to a specific type of problem that older folks are having. I'm fortunate. I don't think I have it. But there are a lot of folks who do. So why aren't doctors screening older folks for anxiety, Ken? Because there's so many anxiety disorders among seniors. What's the scoop? What do you think?
What a great question, Doug. And I think we should be, because there is an epidemic of anxiety among everybody. I don't care what the age is right now. And anxiety leads to mental stress. I'll tell you, as a provider, as a physician, currently, I definitely screen my patients for anxiety and mental stress, because I'm not going to get their heart better and optimal to be their best heart unless I get their anxiety and mental stress under control. And also, to deal with this, objectively, we now measure it. We have these wearables that we provide our patients with where we can actually measure their level of anxiety, their mental stress. It looks at their heart rate acceleration, and it looks at their heart rate variability of checking the pulse from the wrist on this watch. It just measures beat-to-beat changes in cycle length and also acceleration of the heartbeat, and you can actually objectively see a score from 1 to 100 on what your mental stress level is and get it down and lower the anxiety. So we're measuring it objectively. We're definitely screening for it, and we know it's not insignificant because it can ruin your life and you can ruin your heart.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Okay, exercise. We had talked earlier about labor, heavy labor. I've been a laborer in a sense all my life. Working on the farm wasn't my primary activity, but I've always been fortunately strong for my size and my age. So as we sort of jut off a little from the heavy labor discussion to exercise itself, the benefits seem to be more than just your body, it would seem. What are the exercise that you exercise 3 or 4 times a week? So what do you think, what can you tell people about what else besides what goes on in their body, what else functions better?
Well, as a tie-in to your last question about anxiety, we talked about diagnosing all the anxiety, and I'm sure the listeners are wondering how you're going to treat it. And you did a great job of tying that to one of the reports this week in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry that exercising at least once a month, and that's all, improves the functioning of the brain later. But to improve the functioning of the brain immediately and get rid of this anxiety, you have to figure out what works well for you individually. And I think exercise, after the doctor says it's okay if you haven't been in an exercise program, is a wonderful way to treat anxiety. If you need some talking therapy, also a wonderful way. Learn how to meditate, yoga. Find out whatever it is you like doing for fun, personally, do it and get the steam out of the ear. All of these things are important in getting an ideal program for dealing anxiety, and hopefully you'll only be in the very small percent of people who actually need drug therapy.
Mm-hmm. And then as you exercise, probably one of the few steps, or there are other steps to lower your odds of getting dementia. You want to mention a few more of those?
Absolutely. At the American Academy of Neurology, this week they announced 7 healthy steps to lower your odds for dementia. Let's go through these really quickly. And as you were alluding to first, Doug, being active is the first one, eating better, maintaining a healthy weight. Number 4, not smoking, having a healthy blood pressure. Number 6 is controlling cholesterol. And number 7, keeping your blood sugar under control at a normal level.
Yep. All right, well, there you go. Food for thought, and that's what this is all about. Help yourself to questions. You can send them along to me at the Good Day Show, Doug Steffen at gooddayshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, he's the man in the focus answering your questions. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for answering the questions that come to Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.